Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Rob, coming up in about 15 minutes or so, let's have the best of Sam Munson. I want people to get the analytics stat breakdown. I'll give you some opinions. We'll give you some stats. We'll have a fun 5 o'clock hour here. Again, my name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob Brenton is here as well. We have taken all highlight opportunities away from Rob Brenton. I don't want to hear a single highlight. I don't want a current highlight. I don't want a throwback highlight. I don't want anything. We're done. You've lost the privilege. I don't want to hear another highlight the rest of the day. So as we begin the 5 o'clock hour, I want to tell you guys something. I would say that Law & Order SVU is my favorite show. You guys know how I feel about Olivia Benson. I love that show. Number two is probably Sopranos. The Wire's very high up on the list. But I really, really love Chappelle's Show. I've spent a lot of time in my life rewatching skits from Chappelle's Show. And in one of the skits, it's a skit about Rick James. And in this skit, Rick James has this aura. You can see it. It's orange. When he walks in, people just treat Rick differently, right? And I think about the Kansas City Chiefs and everything that they've done so far over the last 7 years or so, and the Chiefs have an aura about them. The Chiefs have been the team that always figure out a way to win. It doesn't matter if Mahomes has an ankle injury. It doesn't matter what the score, time, situation. There was a time that we used to compare the Chiefs to the Golden State Warriors, and they were inevitable. Remember the Chiefs' third quarter runs they would go on where they would just come out and just bap, 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 just beat you over the head. The Chiefs have built up quite the brand of being a bully over the last 7 years or so. And you get that when you always win your division, when you always go to the AFC Championship game, when you win Super Bowls, you get to be the bully of the NFL. In some ways, to me, this is an aura game. I want to see if the Chiefs still got it. Because regardless of what you say, some of their aura was gone when I saw them get handled the way that they got handled by the Philadelphia Eagles. They didn't just lose. Losing's okay. Everybody loses. They got pummeled. They got beat down in front of everybody in the Super Bowl. So some of your aura, some of that glow that we're talking about, that color, it lost a little bit of it. Chiefs come out in week one. They get off to a slow start. Chiefs then lose again in the rematch to the Philadelphia Eagles. And since that game in February, they haven't looked like themselves consistently. You've seen little pockets here or there, but when they've played other heavyweight teams, they haven't looked the same. It does not matter how good I think the Broncos are or how good you think the Broncos are. They are 8-2 and they lead your division. They are a heavyweight for the time being. This is a game that Kansas City, there are no excuses. There is no trap game argument that you can make. There is no, oh, it doesn't matter, we'll get it back. No. Everybody that is getting on that plane to go to Denver, Colorado knows how important this game is. And the reason I've been calling it the King Stay the King is because of that aura that I'm talking about, that mystique that we are the best team in the National Football League. And that is the respect that the Chiefs get from everybody. The Chiefs currently have the eighth best record of any team in the AFC. They have lost the tiebreaker to the other three teams that currently have wild card spots. They're still the favorite to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. Why? That is the respect that you have built up over the last 7 years when you have been as good as the Chiefs have been. There is a team right now that is directly threatening all of those things. And for the most part, any team that has challenged the Chiefs in the regular season or the AFC playoffs for the last 7, 8 years or so, the Chiefs have handled them. Even when they might have lost the first time. They lost the first time to the Bengals. The Bengals did all that yapping. We'll get you back. The Chiefs, they are very good at taking mental notes when it comes to these things. There is a team right now that wants what you have. We've mentioned it. Pat said it in his press conference. Their number one goal is to win the division. Well, the division can be decided on November 16th. There will be no more division conversations. Don't even look at the AFC West standings anymore if the Chiefs lose this game. This is the most important regular season game of Patrick Mahomes' career. It's the regular season. They can still make the playoffs. They can still get to the Super Bowl. Sure, all of that. But that aura that we're talking about, what you've built up, the respect that you get, man, it's kind of hard to tell me all this aura that you have when I saw you get pummeled in the Super Bowl and you are a 500 team in the middle of November and a team that is not going to win your division. That aura to me is a, hey, I don't care who the challenger is. We are going to continue to keep you at bay and let you know it doesn't matter how many games you started up. It doesn't matter how good your defense is. It doesn't matter how good of a story you is. I want you to understand that you're always in second place. And the Chiefs that I know, the Chiefs that you know, the Chiefs that have been the best team in the AFC for the last 8 years would never lose to this Broncos team that can't score. They would never lose to a team that just beat the Raiders 10-7 and put together a miserable performance, or a team that needed 33 points in the fourth quarter to beat the New York Giants or beat the New York Jets 13-11. I don't care what the Broncos record says. They have not looked the part of a dominant first place division winning team. And the Chiefs, who are coming into this game pretty healthy, I know they're not going to have Isaiah Pacheco, but everybody else on their team is available. This is a team that had a bye week. This is a team that should be well-rested and a team that is desperate and in some ways playing with their back up against the wall in this division. We have talked about for the longest time of how the Chiefs get everybody best shot. Well, this is one, sometimes you might not see it coming. You should see this one coming. The Broncos have let everybody know that they think they're pretty good this year. I'm really, really excited to see on Sunday how the Chiefs match their energy. Because if there is a team that you know you need to beat, it's this team. This is not a trap game. They cannot catch you off guard. So, Rob, I got some stats that I want to share with people in the 5 o'clock hour. I want to do that for the hits. I want to play what Sam Munson had to say to get you ready for this matchup. Let's get to the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
As always, hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
All right, let me give you two stats. The first stat is, if the Chiefs win this game, they have a 51% chance of winning the division. If the Chiefs lose this game, they have a 9% chance of winning their division. There is not a bigger regular season swing that you can have. Not this early. Maybe late in the season. You know, there's always a week 16, week 17 game that has paramount importance. But for at this point in the season, the Broncos can win the AFC West by Thanksgiving if they win this game. The Broncos will have a 91% chance of winning the division if they win this game. 91% chance. So they can end any conversation about Kansas City if they beat them in a couple of days. I also want to give you another stat. Now, some of this is due to the fact that the Broncos had the big fourth quarter against the Giants, so it is skewed a little bit. But listen to this. The Broncos have the highest point differential of any team in the fourth quarter. They're plus 60. They have the biggest yard discrepancy. They're plus 433 yards. They have 10 more sacks in the fourth quarter than their opponent so far this season. They are also 4-0 in games in which they have trailed in the fourth quarter. Now, the Broncos, I think we know this. They are going to start slow. If there is a characteristic that they have shown so far this season is they just routinely get off to slow starts. They have done that in every game for the last 6 weeks. So I'm not worried about the Broncos coming out like gangbusters and they get out to some 17-0 lead that the Chiefs need to dig themselves out of. That's not where I am. But I do know this. The Chiefs are going to have to play a full four-quarter game against a good team in order to win. Because even if the Chiefs are up 17-10 heading into the fourth quarter, the Broncos have shown you time and time again, they can overcome that deficit. They're 4-0 in those games. And the only time that they've lost have come from a game-winning field goal as the time expired. So I'm talking about a couple of games where, I mean, the game against the Colts, it was a penalty that the Broncos had on a 61-yard field goal where their defensive player jumped over the center. That's illegal. So the Colts got another field goal, and it was a tie game against the Chargers on the road. The Chargers kicked a field goal as time expired to take the lead. So it is not like we have seen a team just go out and completely outplay the Denver Broncos. So you're going to have to play a complete 60-minute football game on the road in order to beat this team. I'm very interested to see if the Chiefs can do that on Sunday, Rob.
Number two.
Carrington, we did a lot of talking this week about the line of scrimmage, but you said...
I actually want to talk to you about the... Can we talk about the run game here? Let's talk about the run game. Faith and music down. That's hit number two. Hit number two is about the run game. This is my worry in this game. If you want my worry, I'm picking the Chiefs, so I don't want you guys to hear it like I'm not picking the Chiefs. But, I mean, I can't make it seem like the Broncos have no chance of winning this game. They certainly can win this game. This is my worry. My worry is their pass rush beats the Chiefs' tackles. Their pass rush is good. I think Nick Benito has been the best defensive player in the NFL so far this season. And if I had a vote, I would vote for him to win Defensive Player of the Year. Obviously, got a lot of way to go, but I would vote for him to win it. My worry is that those two tackles win their matchup. My other worry is, and we've seen this so many times, the Chiefs don't run the ball. The Chiefs can't run the ball. They're one-dimensional, and it breaks down their offense the rest of the way. All of the teams that you think can make a Super Bowl push, they have some ability to run the football. I've been saying this all season. I'm not asking the Chiefs to have the best rushing attack in the NFL. They don't need that. But what I don't want them to do is, and we all can see this scenario, the Chiefs try to run the ball early. It doesn't work. They get away from it. They get in a Pat hero ball. Pat be great. Save us ball. He's running around. He doesn't look comfortable. And this game just ends up and you were sitting there and you're pulling your hair because of what their offensive game plan is. I don't want that. So if you're asking me, how do I think the Broncos win this game? I think the Broncos win this game because their defensive line just disrupts everything Kansas City wants to do. That's how I think Buffalo beat Kansas City 2 weeks ago. That's how I think the Broncos could beat Kansas City on Sunday.
Number three.
Now, before Sam Munson, we're done talking about that stupid running back position. Let's talk about defensive line because Chris Jones and co. have been getting a lot of ire from fans about their productivity, or a better term is lack of productivity.
Ire. He got two sacks. He's the fourth highest paid defensive player in the National Football League, and he has two sacks. Let's just call it what it is. Chris Jones has not played well enough. I know it. You know it. He knows it. They know it. He has not played well enough this season. Not based on what the expectations are and how this defense is at its absolute best. Their defense is at its best when Chris Jones is taking up space, when he is taking on blockers, being disruptive and opening things for everybody else. That is not the version of Chris Jones that we've gotten. So if you think that Chris Jones is a coaster, and he certainly has been a coaster at times this season, this is the time for the motor to be running. You just had a bye week. What were you doing? So I hope that you're fully rested. I hope that you're ready to go. I want to see a Chris Jones that makes a noticeable impact in this game. And if that's the version that you get, then the Chiefs win this game. But if Chris Jones is MIA, if you don't notice him, if he doesn't have an impact on this game, I could just see it being a long afternoon for the Chiefs.
Do you think that he talked about the first half earlier? I know we're up against it to play Sam Munson. Do you think they can have a better second half than they had first half? Because you're right, Karloff has been fine. I may be a little hard on Karloff, but he's been fine. Everyone else in that D-line has not been fine. He talked about it being a marathon and not a sprint, yada, 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 the other day with the media. Do you think that D-line can turn it around starting on Sunday against the Broncos?
It really depends on Chris Jones. I'm not trying to not answer your question. It honestly really depends on Chris Jones. Is Chris Jones going to turn the corner? Because you're right. George Karloftis is who George Karloftis is. Maybe there is no next level for George Karloftis. Maybe George Karloftis is a guy that's going to get you somewhere between 8 to 10.5 sacks a year. That's a very valuable thing to have. Maybe that's who he is. But your defensive line has been centered around Chris Jones being elite, Chris Jones being great, him being disruptive. That's what you're paying him for. That's why he gets paid like Aiden Hutchinson and Nick Benito and Micah Parsons. He gets paid to be a disruptor where you feel he goes out there and wins you a game. I gave you guys the number. Bo Nix has been sacked the 33rd most times in the league. Someone asks, how is that possible? Because Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart have been sacked more times than what we've seen. Bo Nix, he's been sacked 10 times so far in 10 games. So the Broncos do a great job of keeping him upright. They also do a great job of running the football successfully, where they are the 9th best running team in the National Football League. That's how the Broncos have been beating people. Great defense, running the football, quarterback not turning it over, quarterback late in games making great plays. You got to be disruptive. And they have all of the infrastructure in place to go out there and do it. You just got to do it. Earlier today, we were joined by Sam Munson, formerly of Pro Football Focus. He is now with the 33rd team. Want to give you guys some of his thoughts as taking a more analytical thought on the game. We asked him what happened to Bo Nix as he has really regressed. He is 29th in both yards per attempt and also completion percentage.
Yeah, it's been disappointing from their point of view. And I think you're right. They have the pieces in place to be an awful lot better than they are. There's just this remarkable lack of consistency from them. And I think most of it is Bo Nix and the fact that he is a pretty inherently volatile, inconsistent quarterback. I mean, if you trace back his college career, like, this was a guy who was wildly inconsistent earlier in his career, and then he put it all together for sort of one spectacular season towards the end. But I think that kind of masks this idea that maybe he is a little bit more volatile and hit and miss and a roller coaster ride than maybe people thought he might be. But, you know, he should be able to connect. The passes are there. You watch these games, and he's consistently just not able to put the ball where it needs to be, whether it's to Troy Franklin, who was, you know, a college teammate. Their inability to get on the same page on these deep throws, despite the fact that they've played together before, is kind of crazy. But Marvin Mims as well, Cortland Sutton, they have the weaponry for this to be a high-octane, explosive passing attack, and it's just rarely able to do it for extended stretches.
So let's talk about the defensive side of things. That's certainly where the Broncos kind of make their money, so to speak. It feels like it centers around their defensive line. They got 4 legitimate pass rushers. I think Nick Benito has been the best defensive player in the league this year. I'd vote for him for Defensive Player of the Year. But let me ask you this, because they have been able to gobble up some bad offenses and some bad quarterbacks. Do you think this defense is maybe as good as the numbers project when they go up against a team like Kansas City that has the quarterback play and the weapons that they have put around Mahomes this season?
I think it's got the ability to. I mean, they bring the best pass rush to the table basically every single week, and that's going to take you a long way in the NFL. If you can put consistently pretty much any quarterback under a significant amount of pressure, you're going to have some success on defense. But they've got coverage on the back end as well. This is not just a pass rush with nothing backing it up, and obviously that suffers a blow when they're without Patrick Surtain, which they've been for a couple of weeks. But you know, Riley Moss is a good number two corner on the other side. They've got the ability to cover on the back end to help out this pass rush. And yeah, I think it is a very good defense. But obviously, Patrick Mahomes is, you know, one of the most talented quarterbacks in NFL history. So it's a whole new challenge anytime you're facing him.
keeping it with the Broncos defense, how has their defense changed with no Patrick Surtain? He's probably the best corner in the National Football League, and when you put that corner with that pass rush, you can be incredibly dominant. They don't have him, and you've got to match up against Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and the weapons on Kansas City. What does the rest of that Broncos secondary look like?
Yeah, the funny thing is it hasn't changed that much because Riley Moss was already getting targeted like the most in the NFL just because Patrick Surtain is there. So obviously you're going to go in the opposite direction. And for some reason, that's kind of sustained without Patrick Surtain in the lineup. People are still going after Riley Moss for reasons I can't quite explain at this point. He's a pretty good corner and his coverage numbers are good. So it's not even like it's having a tremendous amount of success. He's definitely been flagged a little bit, which maybe masks the coverage numbers a touch, but he's a good player. I think their depth is pretty solid, but obviously when you take away a defensive player of the year kind of corner, I mean, that's going to make an impact on any defense in the NFL.
Right now, we're talking to Sam Munson of the 33rd team, taking a look at this game through a more stats analytic breakdown. Let's focus to the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's talk about the offensive line. How much better is the Chiefs' offensive line with Josh Simmons than they are with Jalen Moore?
I think it's significant. I don't think it's, you know, night and day. I think Jalen Moore deputized fairly well. And this is a guy, you know, who was kind of signed to be the starter, or at least to give them a backstop of being comfortable with having him as the starting left tackle before they knew they were going to get a guy like Josh Simmons in the draft. So he should be able to start games and do a solid job. And I think he's been decent. But you would look at it, and particularly against a guy like Nick Benito, and you would say, I'm significantly more comfortable with Josh Simmons trying to go one-on-one with Nick Benito than I am Jalen Moore.
I want to get your thoughts on the Chiefs' run game. Is this the product of the Chiefs maybe don't have enough talent in that running back room? Is it a lot of people believe it is the Chiefs don't run from under center? It's running out of shotgun that has caused their run game to kind of stall. Do you think it's the offensive line? I mean, they have been unable to get that run game going basically at any point this season. When you look at the film, when you look at the Chiefs, why is that?
Yeah, I don't think it's a terrible collection of talent overall. I think it's not... There's no standout there. Isaiah Pacheco may be becoming one of these sort of flash-in-the-pan type of running backs that the NFL sees every now and again. His early burst on the scene was so spectacular, but I don't know if the talent is going to sustain him into this long career. Kareem Hunt has had a nice career, but he's now reached this age where he's more of a complementary piece. And then maybe their most talented running back is Rashard Smith, the rookie, who they're sort of easing into this and is extremely young at the position, you know, a former college wide receiver that was converted in his final year in college. And so he's just not played the position that much. And I think that's maybe why they're reluctant to kind of really up his workload and give him kind of the full workload in the backfield. They were also apparently, you know, in at the trade deadline, potentially looking for a guy like Breece Hall, who would have been a spectacular addition to the backfield. But I think a large part of it is that they just don't have that superstar in there. Or if they do, he's the guy that they're the sort of least far along in terms of, you know, mentally and just being used to playing that position.
Let's switch to the defensive side for the Kansas City Chiefs. There's been a lot of criticism in Kansas City towards Chris Jones and him having two sacks so far this season. There's been a lot towards Charles Aminihou, who is also having a little bit of a down year. What are you seeing on film with the Chiefs' defensive line? They've spent a lot of resources. They've put a lot of money, a lot of parts into that D-line, and they did virtually nothing against the Bills a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they've definitely slowed down. It's not the group that it used to be in terms of consistent source of pressure. Chris Jones has been, you know, vaguely productive in terms of pressures and pressure rate, but nothing like the levels he's been at in the past. And, you know, maybe this is a down year for him, or maybe this is the start of a decline once you reach that kind of age. George Karlaftis is the one guy, I think, that's maintained, if not ticked up, his level of production, and it has been a consistent source of pressure for the defense. But this group used to be at its best when they had, you know, a whole bunch of defensive linemen that were all getting consistent pressure. I think that's why, you know, they drafted a couple of these guys, Omar Norman Lott, Ashton Gilotti. Like, these are guys that are supposed to step into that breach and bolster and maintain the level of pass rush that they've had, and they haven't been able to do that yet. So if Chris Jones is going to have this kind of downturn this year, they need to find that from somewhere. They need to find somebody that can pick up that slack.
I'll get you out of here with this last question, Sam. Tell us where the Chiefs have the advantage heading into this matchup. Where do the Broncos have the advantage heading into this matchup? Who are you picking on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Chiefs offense with Patrick Mahomes and the array of passing weaponry that they've got now, I mean, that's better, I think, than what Denver can deploy, certainly in terms of quarterback. Denver's pass rush is obviously significantly better than Kansas City's. It's really, that's the side of the ball, I think, that's going to determine this game. It's how much can that Denver defense slow down and stop this Kansas City offense. I think it's going to be close. I'm going to lean with the Chiefs just because you have confidence in the quarterback more.
That was Sam Munson of the 33rd team joining us to take a little bit more of an analytical perspective when it comes to Chiefs and Broncos. Coming up on the other side, we'll hear from Andy Reid about Josh Simmons and also Xavier Worthy. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, coming up in just a bit, I'm going to tell you guys about a poll question that we currently have up regarding the Kansas City Chiefs. Before we do that, I want to play two pieces of audio for you guys. The first one comes from Andy Reid. He was asked if Josh Simmons is going to start. Here's what he said.
Yeah, listen, he did go. I'm going to get with Heck here and just go back. We look at the video here and just make sure, you know, everything's okay there, but he's done some good things, and I want to check with him first before I say anything here.
So that was Andy Reid. He was talking about Josh Simmons. I expect Josh Simmons to play. What I suspect is going to happen, we are going to get a tweet from a NFL insider reporter, Schultz, a Rappaport, a Schefter, somebody like that, and they will tell us that the decision has been made that he is going to start in this game against the Broncos. He came back during the bye week, so he's been around the facility. He's been around the team. He's been around in constant communication with the coaches. He was a full participant in practice every single day this week. I'm guessing he got the reps with the ones because the plan is for him to start in Sunday's game against the Broncos. I just wanted to play it for you. I'm sure that was going to come up as a question. What's going on with Joshua Simmons? You back at work. It's time for you to get back on the field. I expect him to be on the field coming up on Sunday against the Broncos. One more cut I want to play for you guys, and then I'll tell you the poll question. Here was Andy Reid. He was asked about Xavier Worthy, who was limited with an ankle injury.
Xavier, I know, was on that list, and he's had an ankle that he just tweaked it a little bit. But he was good. Good to go. He did everything today. No problems.
Yeah, I don't really think the Xavier Worthy thing is that big of a deal in a, I guess, long-term sense. He's a football player. Like, they're always dealing with something. He's got the shoulder thing. He's got the ankle thing. But if you are not missing practice and you've been playing in the games, right now it's a pain management thing. So I never thought that Xavier Worthy wasn't going to play in this game. We got the confirmation. He's been practicing. He's going to play. So you get on the field, you got to help. You are expected to help. So I just wanted to at least play those two things for you. So we put out a poll question probably about a couple hours ago. The question was, the Chiefs are down 24-23 in the game, and Harrison Butker is coming out for a 51-yard kick with a chance to win the game. Do you think he makes it? I looked this up because I was curious. Harrison Butker has only kicked one field goal over 40 yards since September 28th. So I think Harrison Butker looks a lot better, no question about it. He hasn't missed an extra point in a month now. So he looks a lot better kicking field goals. But you also have to bring up that Harrison Butker just hasn't really attempted a long field goal in a while. In fact, the last time that Harrison Butker made a field goal that was over 50 yards was back on September 21st. So, like, we're going on almost 2 months was the last time that in a game Harrison Butker made a 51-yard field goal. I think he makes it. I think he's turned the corner. I really do. I think Harrison Butker has turned the corner. Now, I'm not saying this exact same scenario is going to come up, a 51-yard field goal in the score, but we all watch football. Like, you are going to need your kicker, whether it's late to ice a game or to go win you a game, you are going to need Harrison Butker to make one or two kicks this season. They haven't needed a lot over the last couple of weeks because they've been so good in the red zone and finishing out drives. But you're going to need Harrison Butker at some point. My confidence level is high right now when it comes to Harrison Butker. I think he makes it. Rob, where are you at? Chiefs are down 24-23. They need Harrison Butker to make a 51-yard field goal to win the game. Do you trust that he makes it? Do you think he makes it?
With the least amount of confidence ever, I say yes. Like, if it's a 0 to 100 proposition and 100's like 100% confident, he's going to bang that thing home. I trust it. I'm not that like a 51. And I know that he's been making the extra points, and I know he's been better with the kickoffs, but man, the Chiefs have kind of taken this scenario away from Harrison Butker. Like, you pulled the stat earlier. Do you remember the last time that Harrison Butker kicked a 50-yard field goal this season?
Yeah.
It was against the Ravens.
Yeah.
Think how much has happened since the Ravens game.
A lot.
We had Halloween. We had an entire month of October. It's nearing Thanksgiving, and they haven't had a 50-yard yet.
I mean, the last time Harrison Butker kicked a field goal, we had the Royals were still playing. We still had an entire baseball playoffs have happened since the last time Harrison Butker kicked a 50-yard field goal.
That's his kicked. He didn't make it.
He missed. Yeah.
And you also the stat. It's not like he's been, well, there's like 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 40 to 49 yarders. There's been one of those.
Yeah, one.
So he has been better with the extra points. He has been better. Those things are true, and that's why I lean toward trust. But, man, I don't know the Chiefs trust him, because their actions would tell you when these scenarios arise, they are team go for it now. They are team take. They are no longer team take the points. They are way more aggressive. And I don't know if that aggression is because of Harrison Butker or just a shift in mentality. But I lean yes, but I worry because the Chiefs don't get in that scenario very often. When they do, they don't tend to kick the football in that scenario.
I thought you said something earlier that was very, very interesting, where you said you look at this as being a Brett Veach game. I'm with you. The reason I think this is a Brett Veach game is The sentiment after the Super Bowl was, we lost this game because we didn't have a left tackle. We lost this game because our offensive line wasn't good enough. Now, you know, I wasn't fully on board with that. I think a lot of things broke down for the Chiefs. The biggest reason why is I just don't think the Chiefs had enough skill position players, and I think the Eagles just were able to kind of push Kansas City around, and they just didn't really have an answer for it. But if we're going back to the offensive line, I mean, Veach, you had an offseason to transform your offensive line. This is the offensive line that you created. You took a big swing on Juwan Taylor. You got him to sign. He's the second highest paid player on the team. You had a chance to move on from Trey Smith and maybe use that money elsewhere. You gave Trey Smith a big-time contract. You gave Creed Humphrey a big-time contract. If you look at center, right guard, and right tackle, the Chiefs were spending a lot of money on those three positions. The Chiefs spent a second-round pick to go get Kingsley Suamataia. They clearly trust him, and he has played much better over the last month, month and a half. At left tackle, we spent all summer hearing how this was the next coming of Trent Williams and how he would have been a top 10 pick if not for the injuries and not for this and not for that. Man, this is your offensive line. You created that offensive line to go up a defensive line like this. You spent the amount of money, the amount of resources, the amount of time that you have spent to build up what you've built up to go up against a defensive line that right now has four guys who have at least 4.5 sacks, and one of them leads the NFL in sacks. That's why you built this offensive line. So I'm with you. This is a Veach game. I'm with you 100%. We've talked a lot about this offensive line and Pro Football Focus and how they've improved in the numbers and the analytics. I got to see it play itself out in a real-world scenario against a team that we know wants to get upfield, wants to rush the passer, and wants to push you around on the line of scrimmage.
And I'll say this. I know that me and you are not making excuses for the Chiefs, but I would say people who look at Brett Veach's offseason and say, well, you know, they got tested last week against the Bills and they failed the test. The average Chiefs fan tell you, well, Juwan Taylor got hurt. There was no Joshua Simmons. I remember going into that game, Trey Smith's beat up. So that's also part of it is not only is it a Brett Veach game for me, for all the reasons you laid out, there's no excuses. There's no cover fire. There's no nothing going into the game. This is your A offensive line, A plus offensive line on rest. There was no limited practice this week. It was all systems go from an offensive line perspective. You are playing historically one of the best defensive lines in the NFL. Do I think they're talent-wise that way? No. But they have a chance at the NFL record for pressures and sacks in a season. So if you're downplaying their front, you know, seven, you're making a mistake. If this game looks like the Bills game, where the pass rush got Mahomes into what you called Bucks Super Bowl PTSD, if this looks like the Eagles Super Bowl, where from the jump, Pat was running for his life, then we are going to have serious conversations on Monday about, are we sure this is an offensive line? Are we sure about those PFF stats? Are we sure about so-and-so making X amount of money? Those are going to be the questions Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. But we don't have to worry about those questions. If you go out and you guys are the 1990s Cowboys brick wall and you keep a really good defensive line down, beating Bo Nix is one thing, but holding this defensive line at bay would be the most impressive thing the Chiefs have done maybe this season.
We got a very important game coming up in the SEC. We also have five really good games in the NFL. We'll get to them next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 96.5 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, let's talk about some of the top storylines this week in sports before we get out of here. Rob, you and I haven't had a lot of time to talk college football this week, and I get it. With the focus on Chiefs and Broncos, I understand that you and I weren't going to spend a lot of time talking about Texas at Georgia. It feels like that's the most important game this week in college football. You can maybe argue it's Alabama and Oklahoma, but Texas and Georgia. Now, I have been guilty of this with Arch Manning. I said like a month ago, the kid ain't it. But a lot of people were ready to count him out after the game against Ohio State, and he didn't play well. He also didn't play well on the road at Florida. This is another opportunity, another test for Arch Manning going on the road against Georgia. This is a playoff game for Texas. They already have two losses. They have one loss in the SEC. If they lose this game and they have three losses, Texas, adios, bye-bye, you're done here. This feels like a potential statement game for Arch to show improvement, to show that he is getting better against a Georgia team that is very good, but certainly not a Georgia team that we've seen over the last handful of seasons or so. Texas absolutely has a chance to go on the road and win this game. This is the most interesting game in college football this weekend.
It is the most interesting game in college football. I will say this, though, and I'm guilty to schedule game in college football a little more than pro football just because of schedule inequity in the sport. Texas feels like they've been living on thin ice. They needed, what, a 17-24? It was a big comeback on the road against Mississippi State. Now, listen, I know Mississippi State's squirrely, but that's not great. They needed an overtime goal line stand against Kentucky on the road. Kentucky's not great. They lost on the road at Florida. By the way, Florida's 3-6. Like, I know we're going to be like, oh, DJ Lagway and the Gainesville's heart. They're 3-6. There's no excuse for that loss. I know they beat Vanderbilt this week, but it feels like they've been pressing their luck. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, stop. I think on the road in Athens, we're going to talk about Arch the way we did after the Ohio State game. A guy who needs to come back, needs to continue to develop as a quarterback. There's clearly talent there. I'm not going to discount that. But I don't think it's seasoned and refined enough. And I think Georgia's defense, which, by the way, is down this year, is still going to give Arch fits on Saturday. Because I don't know that Texas is the team we thought they were.
We got five big games this week in the National Football League. We got Tampa Bay and Buffalo. We got the Chargers against Jacksonville. The Seahawks against the Rams. Chiefs and Broncos. Lions and Eagles. What game are you most looking forward to watching on Sunday? I think this is the best Sunday that we had. We got the early morning international game. We got a great 325 conference divisional game between the Chiefs and the Broncos. Sunday night football is great. You got great games in the noon slate and for red zone. I think this is a really, really good weekend in the National Football League.
It's a great weekend. You know why I know it's a great weekend? We've spent zero time talking about Lions and Eagles. which is a really, that's an NFC championship preview, and we've spent zero time on the show this week talking about it. Now, I get why. Chiefs and Broncos, AFC West on the line. I get it. How many times have me and you been like, hey, we're going to do the show. We got to talk about this other major game. It's come up none. And to answer your question about the most interesting game, I don't even think it's Lions and Eagles, which is very interesting. I think the answer is Seattle and LA. I might be, you know, having to eat my words, and it might be hypocritical of me because of what I say about Daniel Jones and the Colts, but I'm buying Seahawks stock. This is the second year in a row that Sam Darnold has looked like a really good NFL quarterback, and he's quietly an MVP candidate, and that team is good. Now, if they go on the road and lose the Rams, the division's over, it's dead and gone, and now Sam Darnold on the road in the postseason, we all know what people are going to say. But I think Seattle's defense is really good with Mike McDonald, and I think Sam Darnold's playing great football, and they might have the best receiver in the NFL. I think Seattle and LA is fascinating on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm really interested in Bucks and Bills for a couple of different reasons. It feels like Tampa Bay is potentially coming back to the pack just a little bit, and that the injuries are starting to take a toll. Bucky Irving's been hurt. Chris Godwin's been hurt. Mike Evans is out. Can Baker kind of hold this thing together until they get healthy and get right and get some more guys? I want to see how Buffalo responds after last week. That was embarrassing. They got pummeled, absolutely pummeled by the Miami Dolphins. If you're a Super Bowl championship winning team, you respond after what happened to you last week. So you're at home against a contending team in the NFC. I really want to see what Buffalo looks like. I agree with you on Seahawks and Rams. The Eagles, they're just weird. The Eagles, they don't pass the eye test all the time. They don't pass the field test, but they just figure out a way to win games week in and week out.
I mean, it just feels like it's a house of cards with everything. Like, their offense has been bad this year, and they've lived dangerously, but they keep winning, but it's ugly. Like, people hate Nick Sirianni. It felt like people were like, he's trying to lose the game against the Packers because he handled the end-of-game situation so wrong and different. Like, it just feels like a house of cards. It kind of feels like the 2023 Eagles, where they were winning, but it felt nasty and grimy, and eventually there was that, you know, Kelsey walks off the field, and everyone felt like, oh, Sirianni might be in trouble. That's how this year feels for the Eagles, but they just keep winning.
We had a lot of fun this week. Hopefully you guys did as well. Be sure to check out the podcast page, man. We really had a busy week, man. Salute to Rob for all his hard work, man. We'll be back on Monday recapping Chiefs and Broncos and also looking ahead to their weekend next week against the Colts. It just doesn't seem to stop with the Chiefs schedule. Think about that. They got on the road against Denver, home against Indianapolis, Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. So a very busy November. We appreciate you guys listening and making us a part of your work week each and every week. I'm out of here. Rob is out of here. Until next week, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.